of Alawi because of his Ba'athist past, as well, of course, as his connections to the CIA in the mid-1990s as well. Nouri al-Maliki came out after the results and said he does not want the Ba'athists back in Iraq. He will not let it happen. What is the situation right now? Are the Ba'athists making a comeback or not?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, since the political project in Iraq changed, and when the Iraqi officer, any government officer, I mean, if you go to the any ministry, they change the minister, but they didn't change the officer. Then most of these officers are at Ba'ath Party. They didn't get rid of them. They still work in Iraq. They live in Iraq freely. Even though those people who being pushed out the election, they already been mentioned by the group, being elected by the parliament. They are belong to the Ba'ath Party. They are belong to Saddam group. They done a lot of damage to the Iraqi society, which is why they refuse from the election. But also, I mean, Al-Ba'ath Party, there is no space for it between the Iraqi people. But as I said, there is a benefit from other countries, media and everything. They support Alawi campaign, but also Iraq will never accept this. I mean, the Iraqi being fed up from Al-Ba'ath Party, there is 6 million being sacrificed Iraqi from the regime, Al-Ba'ath Party regime, since 30 or 40 years ago,
yeah,
during the Ba'ath Party regime. But the Iraqi will stop that. But also there is a good point. I mean, they've been, Iraqi accepted democracy, changing hand and peacefully by the government, a new member of parliament understand there is a lot of member used to be in the parliament will be Iraqi people, make them retired. This process install and make the procedure safe for the Iraq future.
Let me come in here, and if I may ask at this point for briefer answers, Mr. Intifad, what's your take on the Ba'athist issue? Are they making a comeback? And when it comes to coalitions as well, Alawi has many Ba'athist affiliations, especially in his coalition. When it comes to sitting at the table, for example, with the Kurds, will that have an influence?
Well, that's what I'm going to say. I mean, Alawi will face great challenges because the main pillars in his list are basically some anti-Kurdish figures who made it publicly that they are anti-Kurds, and it would be a challenge for him to do a coalition with Maliki, with the Kurds, with us. And I think the more natural coalition would be us, Maliki, and the Kurds, since we've been working together for decades, since before the removal of the regime. And you know, the Iraqi National Alliance and Dr. Chalabi was initiated the issue of removing the 500-something Ba'athists from the list before the elections. And we're going to continue that. I agree with Prime Minister Maliki. We're not going to allow the Ba'athists to come back. And I think if you look at the election results, you will see the vast majority of the Iraqi people voted against the Ba'athists.
Okay.
Let me also point out to Ambassador Newton's point that this is a secular list. Voting showed that Alawi got most of his votes in Sunni areas, and he got very little votes in the southern areas of the Shia part of the Iraq. So this is not really, as some people wished it to be, a sectarian list. Secular list is more or less another sectarian round, and we say, unfortunately, in Iraq, still sectarian politics bring you votes, but sectarian politics will not bring you a good government. That's why we want the upcoming government to be non-sectarian, based on good quality of people rather than sector.
Let me pass that over to Mr. Newton if he has any response. And Mr. Newton, just a few points as well. How does the United States and Obama's administration feel about the Ba'athists, and how would they feel if there was a Maliki coalition that did come through in the end?
I don't think the United States is going to make a choice. They've said very clearly it's up to the Iraqis to determine who is going to run the government. I think the only issue with the Baathists from the American standpoint is that it not be excessive, because there are people who were in the party because they had no choice or because the job required them to be Baathists. There's no doubt that people who were active in the government or who committed crimes should be shut out of the political process. But as history shows us, whether it's Germany or Japan or the Soviet Union, you can't entirely eliminate the mass base of a party like that. There are just too many, and they have too much experience. So, but it could well be, I think, that Alawi will have a very difficult time forming a government, because he's come out clearly against the Kurds. And after all, I think he does have appeal to some secular people, but he's still overwhelmingly a Sunni party in numbers. So you could well come out in the end with a coalition led by Prime Minister Maliki. Mm-hmm.
And just a final thoughts, Ms. Intifad, over to you. If I may, you picked up on the sectarian issues of this here. Maybe people are voting across sectarian lines, but is this a good step for Iraqi politics? They might be voting in sectarian lines, but after the vote they can all get down to business together and try to get something more positive out of it. Or do you think that we are going to see another round of sectarian violence, especially in the capital and beyond?
Hello, are you taking me?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there will be a sectarian violence. I think, but we need to be aware that we shall not be politically correct and say there is no sectarianism in Iraq. And sectarianism in Iraq cannot be diminished by politically correct talk. The fact that we have to have three blocks at least in the parliament to form a government is a very clear sign that sectarianism is going away in a different way from that what some people try to imagine it to be. To paint Alawi as sectarian and to paint the INA as a Shia is not right. It's not a clear cut, as Ambassador Newton said. But I also say there is also still a sectarian divide due to years of oppression, of decades of oppression by Saddam and his regime. And the Ba'ath Party is refused by the constitution, by the law, and it cannot be accepted by the people also. I think betting on the Ba'ath Party and using the Ba'ath Party clout to gain votes may make you gain a few votes here and there, but that doesn't mean it will give you the opportunity to form a government. Specifically, as you rightly mentioned, there are 30 days to form the government, and this 30 days may go away without doing a government.
Okay, well, 30 days of political wrangling, I am sure it will be. Stay tuned to Press TV for all your latest on the situation in Iraq. But for now, let me thank my guests from the Iraqi National Alliance, candidate Intifad Ghambar from Baghdad, Iraqi political expert Bassam Abu Tabikh from Beirut, and many thanks to our guests on the phone, former US ambassador to Iraq, David Newton from Washington. That's a wrap for us. Do stay tuned to Press TV, though. More international news is coming your way.